Sefer Eved Shloimeh. In the beginning of the Eved Shloimeh, he writes a tremendous chiddush that I'd like to see the Loshon, I have it on me, I couldn't find it inside, but Nusach goes like this a little bit. The Goyim writes that the Iker, top purpose of a person in this world is the Tatsin Yidoiso. It's to make sure that he has good Midois, Vimlav, Loma Loichai. If he doesn't have good midos, doesn't work on his midos, doesn't make his midos perfect, Loma Loichai. Why should he live? What's the purpose of life? A person lives in this world to do mitzvahs, to learn Torah. The Goyim writes, or if he doesn't work on his midos, if he doesn't work to perfect his midos, if he doesn't work to have good midos, then lama lo chayim, there's no purpose to live. Hello the gezah. Hello the gezah. Such a chomer the gezah. You guys do mitzvahs. He buys $7,250 tefillin. He's wrapping it around his arm. It's a beautiful tefillin. Shel Rosh. He buys papa matzahs. Beautiful papa matzahs. He eats 70 gezesim on Pesach. All the sheetahs of matzah. He buys a $4 million esved mamish. When he's about to go into the hand of the Yugavasa Rebbe, was supposed to get it, and he got to the Gabbai and he switched it on him. He got a $4 million esved. He made a bracha on it. Gevaldik. He learns Torah. Gevaldik. The Goyim says if he doesn't work on his midas, lama lechai. Why? What's the purpose of life? And the Torah says, "Boy, said that is the ikar tafkid of a person of this world. I better have to learn Torah. First of all, Torah teaches you good midas. But a person has bad midas. A person's midas are rois. If he has midas rois, his life is in ruin. First of all, he's going to suffer from it. His own life. And make other people suffer." But why should a person live a life suffering and giving suffering to others? What's the purpose? When I saw this going, it's something that's mind-boggling. Like you said before, you go, what's the cause of time? About the Sefer Shel Dovr, the going to shift. And then I thought to myself, it's a Furush Pasuk B'Chodesh. It could be it's in Parshas Dvarim, but it happens to be in this little Parsha. It should be on Yisrael Meis, the Chtam commercial, that those, it's a Gimel B'Yash Shakur, Yisrael Meis, who created the test of the Parsha. But also it's very Kedar, but it's a Chutz from the Potato Kogel, so that we get also to know it. To know the, what's it called? To know the passion of Rashi. Every year you know the passion of Rashi. Every year you know Chumash and Rashi. It's the greatest takakana. It's a great accomplishment to know how Chumash and Rashi goes. The service of Yad is the Chumash and Rashi. The first pasuk in the Chumash, the pasuk says, and I went to this year, I always said this word as a Makar, and this hit me another Knate over here. You know, at the end of this week's parasha, Yaakov Avinu is called over by his mother Rivka and says, you gotta get out of here. You gotta get out of here. You gotta go away to another land. Why? Because Esav is chasing you and he wants to kill you. He wants to murder you. I overheard him thinking, whatever it was, she knew that he had plans and he's waiting for his father to die and then he's going to do something very dangerous. You've got to run away. So that's when she sells him. But now she wants to also have Yitzhak, his father, also command him. So she goes in and she says she needs to get Yitzchak Yaakov out of there, and she does, for whatever reason, and God wants to show mind that way, that she doesn't want to tell Yitzchak Avinu with Furish that she should, that Yosef's a Rasha. Could be by now he understood as part of it, but whatever it is, he doesn't want to tell him, and that he's going to kill him. Obviously, Yitzchak Avinu wanted that there should be shalom between them, they should work together, whatever it was, but she doesn't want to tell him, so she has to tell Yaakov the importance that he has to get away. Now, it has to be something very, very important that Yitzchak has to send him away. So Rivka comes up and she says an unbelievable zah. So Rivka, a term of Rivka al Yitzchak. Katzti v'chayai v'pnei b'nois ches. Katzti v'chayai. Rashi says, mo'asti b'chayai. My life, I don't want to live anymore because of the b'nois ches. I have no purpose of living, says Rivka, because of the b'nois ches. What's going on? So the pasuk. Why? I have no reason to live. When I saw this pasuk, it hit me. That's the lashon of the Goyish Kamat. Then it hit me. This is the Makarabas. What's going on in this pasuk? Rivka is saying to Yitzchak Avinu, saying to him, Yaakov has to get out of here. Because if he marries the B'nai's Ches, there's no purpose of life. What does that mean? Rivka obviously lived that her generation should follow in the path that they set forth. Rivka, as we know, came from Beis Mesuel, Balei Midos. Who were B'nai Ches? They were B'nai, they were Kanaan. As we Masbir last week in the Drasha, from the Drush Haran, the Ran said the reason why Avram didn't want to marry, right? Everybody remembers the Shmuz for the Shabbos. I had everybody going for an hour and a half. Spoke about Shiduchim. So anyway, Shiduchim, everybody, we spoke about the Yisoy then, that why didn't Avram take Eliezer's daughter for a Shidduch, for instance? She was a Bais Yaakov, he was explaining then that she came from Kanaan. Kanaan is Midos Royce. Even though she was a big good hashkafa, she had good hashkafa, but she was from Midos Kanaan. Midos Royce is the Rosh Haran. She based the soul of Midos Kindness. So what's up, Rivka here? Katzti b'chaya. Normally, I have no life. My life not worth anything. If my son, who we gave up everything for him, to raise him the way of Torah, there should be a mensch. They should be their own the right way. If he should have a wife who's from this land called Canaan, who are Balei Midos Ra'os, Mama Li Chayim, there's no purpose of life. Thus meant, because that Midos Ra'os is going to carry forth into the children, there's no purpose of living. It was a waste of time raising us. What do you mean waste of time? Yaakov is a Gevaldik Talmud Chacham. He learns in the best yeshivot. He has long payas. And he has a beard and a mustache. He's not from the Amish country. He also has a mustache. And he looks like the Rav Kiva Ego of the door. So what's so bad if he married the Nos Ches? There's no purpose of life anymore. Because they're going to have children. Or we imbued into our child the Midos Toivos, and that's when you took me and Beis Besuel, the children are going to come forth, are going to be from a wife from B'nos Ches. She could be the greatest Beis Yaakov girl, but they have Midos Ra'os, Lama Li Chayim. Life has no purpose in this. It does have to fill the going to Emes. The Ikka Tavkir is Midos Toivos. If you don't have Midos Toivos, Lama Li Chayim. There's lots of them going. B'chor Mekor Nehman. And we see here that Rivka was trying to tell Yaakov, you know, a zoivi in her mind. She was getting Yaakov to go out because his physical life was in danger. But she wanted to say something that also was a danger of life. Which life? Spiritual danger. There's no purpose of life if we're going to have Bali grandkids with Bali Midos Royce. If the generation of Yidden doesn't have Bali Midas Rois, there's no purpose of Chayim. Okay, we can live, and we can drink Coca-Cola, eat French fries. But what's going to be with the Chayim? What's the purpose of life? Midas Rois. To be a mensch. To be a Bali Midas Rois. We're not going to have good Midas. No purpose of life. What a powerful virtue. So just as important it was for Yaakov to run away from Esav because of the spiritual danger, it was also imperative for him to run away, to go to Beis Lavan for the spiritual danger of life, of life, of living in the context of real living, Midas times. As the Goyen writes, the person doesn't have on his Midas. What's the purpose of life? It says he listened to his mother and his father, it's very geschmack, to go like the Bissalays, and both aspects he went, looking for the real life, saving his physical life, but also looking for the real life, and finding a kala, a base to Suel, from the house of Midas Toivas, from where his mother Rivka came. The Voitai, a good fort rabbi, very nice. We'll finish up quickly because I'm hungry. I'm sorry. But the Voitai is so powerful, this is so the Voitai, that you have to spend time with Yeshiva with all the Steiging in the Gemara and the Bala Torah, the things that give us the true perspective of Midas Torah. Torah is the blueprint. It's the instruction booklet. How to have Midas Toivos. It's a Sefer Yashar. It's a Sefer Gracious. It teaches us Midas Toivos. It teaches us that in this week's parasha, Yaakov Avinu goes in to his father and he's literally making in his pants. That's what Chazal say. With water dripping down, he was so nervous being caught. And he was telling you how to be carried by Malachim in. And yet, the way he talks to his father, please, Abba, get up. Please, Abba, come to the table. Please, Abba. With such derech eretz to his father. So much so that Rashi says, in those words, he got nervous that it wasn't Esav. Esav doesn't talk that way. We're all the kibbutz of Esav. The derech eretz of Yahweh was being under the pressure, under the nervousness, with all this being so scared to be caught. Water's dripping down his legs. But by the end of the day, here we come home, relax, no pressure. What do you want, Dad? I'll keep quiet. I'm going to sleep. I got to practice for next month. Parents, to come home, whenever it'll be, or whenever around other people, but to be a mensch. To be about derech eretz, to be about midos toivos of boisai. It takes so much effort of boisai. Midos are the thing we got to work on boisai. The greatest thing we said to peace is to make for look for a palace midos toivos. You have to have midos toivos. Especially if you the b'shav we said over. Then mezayim lezayim with oil of him myself. If a guy's about midos rois, who knows what type of girl he's gonna get? What type of house they're gonna have? The both midos rois, I'm not stepping into that house. Watch out for the flying saucers, or pans, they're also called. But Midas Toivos, Rav Yosef. Midas Toivos, you have a good life. Midas Toivos, you have a good life with yourself, with others. You get along with people, Rav Yosef. Else is Midas. Else is Midas, Rav Yosef. All the people that talk, therapy and marriage counseling, I said millions and billions of dollars, I said put it to marriage counseling, millions of dollars, and there are therapists. Baruch Hashem, you got parnasa, Baruch Hashem. Think about making some parnasa. That's parnasa, okay? But thousands and millions of dollars into marriage counseling, I said. There's one yisoid of everything, I said. It answers all the problems. Midas. That's all it's all about. The fights are always Midas. Dikei Avimavati is a stubborn ox. She's a stubborn whatever, the female ox, and all you have is box. That's what you have at the end. An ox with a bear is box. And that's what you have at the end. It's all you have, fighting and screaming and yelling and arguing. It's all midos rois of oisa. Person learns midos toivos, he has a good life. So he'll say, I'll marry somebody else. Oh, wait for that witch to come down. You're not getting something better the second time around. Who knows? Get rid of them. Dixie cups. Next one. Bring her down. Come on down. You're number two, number three, number four. Hi, Rebbe. How you doing? Oh, I heard you met. Yeah, sixth time. Hope this one lasts more than the last one. How long did the last one last? 3 days. Midos, your boy said. Loma loichayim. There's no purpose of life. Midos, you're going to ruin your life with bad midos. You're not going to get along with people, you're not going to your wife, interaction with other people, your boss, your this, everything. And if you, even if your mice you exist, okay, what type of marriage? Enjoy marriage. My wife, it is terrible marriage. I can't get out of it. Got to wait till the kids get married. As soon as the kids get married, I'm out, baby. I'm out. O-U-T. Out. I'm taking the first plane to New Mexico. Boy, the better. My wife and I have a great relationship. I work in Eretz Yisrael. We live in Teaneck. I come home once a month. She happens to go on vacation that week. Oh, Hashem, we haven't had a fight 2 years. Great relationship. He just wants to have a relationship with his wife. Wants to be able to talk to his wife. What's it? Midos. Midos! You're not going to learn it by being selfish. You're not going to have a good life by being selfish. You're never going to get anywhere. By not giving. By not working on yourself. You're not going to get anywhere. What do you mean? I got the potatoes first tonight. You're not going to get anywhere. I had 3 pieces of schnitzel. Under the plate. 2 pieces. No one saw. 2 guys didn't get tonight. Okay. Not my fault, my dad pays tuition. Selfishness will not get you anywhere, but see, nowhere. You're not going to have an enjoyable life. The person works on himself, he's a balmido, his things don't bother him as much. He comes home, so his wife, he comes home, it's so common about his dad. Guys, he's into himself all the time. He comes home, he doesn't like the supper, he makes his wife cry over it. He's telling him a story. Over the supper, he made his wife cry over us because he's hungry. What do you mean? Me? You give me potatoes tonight? What is this, Solomon supper here? I just had on. I couldn't have any time. I called the local caterer. What's his name? Not that stuff again. I thought I was out of speech. I'm not going to see that. So she got you the food, stop putting it down your mouth. What's the difference? Tomorrow night you'll have something else. Come home, the food's not ready yet. I know there's one guy who used to always, on his way back, he ate a little piece of chocolate before he got home. Or a little thing, in case something wasn't ready right away, but it's just hard as ground, he comes home. Sometimes the wife's busy with the kids. Not everything's, I can always go very long with this story. He's not busy with the kids, and the mice at the end of the day, his stomach's growling, comes home. Where's my supper? Throws the door, you know, he comes in the house. Yeah, all right, he comes in, he says, wife, pour it down my throat. Aliteni nom in ha'odoim. Is that tomato soup you're serving? In ha'odoim, ha'odoim hazeh. Don't even give me a fork, just pour it down. He comes to the table, and he sits down, and she serves him the dish. And this is all you got? All you got? Just tastes exactly like your mother made, like my mother made. It's not as good as my mother, it's not as good. Comments and words and this. Or come to the table, opens the paper. Wives can't see him. It's not like the plane where he has two holes there to see everything on the plane. Here it's no holes. And he has the paper with his soup. Gets up, burps, leaves the room. Oh, thank you. Nothing. All she's left with is the smell of the burp. Hopefully the food was good, so it smells good. That's it. No thank you, no nothing. You know, maybe the first month, you know, it's cold to say something. But we just always come out, you know, no thank you, no consideration, no this, no that, nothing. Lama lechayim. So you think he has a good life? Marriage is that terrible. His relationship with his family is terrible. Nothing is good. What is it? What kind of chayim does he have? Both side, these are the things to work on. You mean it's hard. The Shulchan says hard to change. If you work on it, it could be as well. I've seen guys in Shishiva itself over the years. The leaders become different. They've learned to deal with people, to consider other people, to handle people that are difficult. And they changed, the both side. They became mentioned, they became good people, good natured people. Then you have the best life in the world. Nothing bothers you so much. Things don't bother you so much. And every little thing bothers you, and everything that somebody does bothers you. Learn to live. So yeah, I'm going to be the best I can be. I'm going to be kind, considerate, good to other people. And your life is real life. It's real living. It's real living. Otherwise, you're always living with kindness. You're living with kindness against people. You're harboring your heart hatred and jealousy and this and that for people. Was it? Surficial dover, you live bitter. Because that's what's going on inside of you. What's going on inside of you is bitterness. This guy, that guy, my wife can't even get food. Talking to her mother all the time. Let her mother go, who knows where. I'm not going to that house ever. My father-in-law, I'm not dealing with him. He doesn't give me any money anymore. He doesn't give me a penny since the marriage. My mother-in-law, oh, she nags me. When I'm not listening to my mother. We're not going there anymore. This, we're not going here, we're not going there. His whole life bitterness inside him. He's living with bitterness. Right, so he's not going here, he feels confounded. But it's all bitterness inside. Everything's bitter. Oh my, rah, bitter inside of us. He has a happy life. His life is happy. He makes it, they don't get divorced, but servicial daughter. He has a happy life. No relationship with his kids, with his family, with his wife. It's bitter. Bitter pill. All revolves around one thing, but the girls also. Midos rots. Katzdi v'chayat, maybe there's chais. Lama v'chayat. There's no purpose of life for people who are about me this world. And therefore, if you want to enjoy your own life, forget about it. You want to have a happy life. There's one eighth and one eighth of flour. Work on it, and it doesn't come down. We give every Sunday night a Musa Shmuzvat and Al Chaveiro and Midos, but it doesn't come to time. You got to work at it. You have situations in life. You want to be happy with the situation. You want to be this. You want to be giving. You want to care for others. You want to be considerate in the room. You want to, even if somebody says something to you, take it off. Mevater. All these things slowly teach you. Beis Hashem. Nice guys finish first. The safer shall do, you're going to finish first. Bad guys finish last. Just the opposite of what how the gold guys should have done. Nice guys finish first. They're respected. They're ashamed toiv. They're looked up in the community. People like them. They have friends. The guys who are rah, so no one wants to hang around them. No one wants to be with them. The wives can't stand them after a while. No one wants to be with them. The kids don't want to be with them. They finish last. You want to have life? Work on your knees.